Hey there, awesome people. Jessica Lane here, your friendly neighborhood anxiety fighter. And let's face it, life can feel like a roller coaster sometimes, right? We're constantly bombarded with information, deadlines, social pressures. It's enough to make anyone want to crawl under the covers and binge watch reality TV. But guess what? We don't have to be at the mercy of our emotions. Today, we're diving headfirst into the incredible power of understanding and managing your feelings in the moment. Ever feel like you're just swept away by a wave of anger, sadness, or anxiety? You know that feeling when your heart starts racing, your palms get sweaty, and suddenly, you're saying things you later regret. Yeah, we've all been there. But the good news is, we can learn to ride those waves instead of being tossed around like a ping pong ball. First up, let's talk about awareness. This isn't about suppressing your emotions. That never works, trust me. It's about recognizing them as they arise. Imagine your emotions as little visitors dropping by. Sometimes they bring joy and laughter. Sometimes they come with baggage and drama. The key is to acknowledge them without judgment. Just say hello and say, "Hey, I see you're here. What brings you around?" Quote, quote, dot. Second, breathe. Seriously, this sounds basic. But deep, intentional breathing can work wonders. Think of it as hitting the pause button on your emotional autopilot. When you feel that wave of stress coming, take a few slow, deep breaths. Inhale through your nose, hold for a moment, and exhale slowly through your mouth. It's like hitting the reset button on your nervous system. Third, find your grounding techniques. We all have those things that help us feel centered and calm. Maybe it's listening to your favorite music, taking a short walk in nature, or even just holding a smooth stone in your hand. These little rituals can act as anchors, pulling you back to the present moment when your emotions start to spiral. Now, let's talk about reframing. Ever notice how our thoughts often create more anxiety than the actual situation? For example, if you're stuck in traffic, your mind might go into overdrive. I'm going to be late. I'll miss the meeting. Everyone will think I'm incompetent. But what if you reframe that thought? Maybe something like, "This is a chance to listen to my favorite podcast," or, "I can use this time to plan out my next few tasks." See the difference? It's all about shifting your perspective. Finally, remember self-compassion. Be kind to yourself. You're human, and it's okay to have difficult emotions. Don't beat yourself up for feeling overwhelmed or anxious. Instead, offer yourself some support and understanding. Treat yourself like you would treat a dear friend going through a tough time. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine your coworker just shared some news that completely threw you off balance. Something about a major project being canceled. Your stomach drops, your mind races, and suddenly, you're feeling overwhelmed with anxiety. Instead of letting those feelings take over, you remember our tips. You take a few deep breaths, reminding yourself to stay grounded in the present moment. Then, you consciously choose to reframe the situation. Maybe this cancellation opens up opportunities for new projects or collaborations. And finally, you offer yourself some self-compassion, acknowledging that it's okay to feel a bit shaken and allowing yourself time to process the news. So there you have it. Understanding and managing your emotions in the moment isn't about suppressing them. It's about building awareness, finding coping mechanisms, and treating yourself with kindness. Remember, you are capable of handling anything life throws your way. And as always, keep fighting that future anxiety. Now, I want to hear from you. What's one thing you learned today that you can put into practice right away? Share it in the comments below, or tag me on social media. Let's keep this conversation going. Until next time, stay strong and remember, you've got this.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.